family friend to which he learned from, Lowell also added. The book didn't mention anything about James' education, but one could conclude he went more on a skilled trade route, especially when the family friend retired and James purchased the sail loft from him. James created an impressive tool for moving around large sails, but by 1810, he had one of the most profitable sail loft in Pennsylvania. This made James one of the richest men in Philadelphia, despite his skin color. He used his position to hire both blacks and white workers. He sounds like a really great guy, but what contribution did he do that had power over the slave states? Alicia asked them. Well, according to the book, he used his wealth and social power to help African Americans who were fighting for civil rights at the time. Unlike some others, he branched out and his involvement spread not from just the city, but across the nation, which is huge in itself right there. He was also against the ACS, Lola told them. What does ACS stand for? Kevin asked.